Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Erica and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. This is what it says. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones.' He replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more.' And to this servant too, he said, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you do not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then, on my return, I would have collected it with interest.' And to those standing by, he said, 'Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he has 10 gold coins.' He replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me.' After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem." All right, so again, that's from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. I think when I was first looking at this passage, I've always been confused by it, because in my very risk-free mind, the responsible thing would be to store this coin away and to keep it safe for whenever the master is to return. However, here we see that in the parable, the king gets mad. He's upset because the person that he had given this gift to didn't take a risk in order to grow it, right? And as I was asking my friends, like, wow, like, what do you guys think about this passage? One of them compared it to the way that we are given gifts from the Lord, right? So if the Lord blesses us with a talent, say, for music, for singing, for playing the guitar, if I were just to keep that to myself and not share it to the world, what good would it do, right? If I were to have all this money, if I was gifted, you know, millions of dollars, and I neglected to share any of it with anyone because I was afraid, because I didn't want to take a risk, what good is that doing for the world? It reminds me a lot of the scripture reading we hear about hiding our lights under a bushel basket. Similarly, why would we hide our coins under a handkerchief? Now, let me share a little bit about my middle school self. So when I was going through middle school and high school, I was really into singing, right? I really loved acting. I was in choir. I was in all the things. But for some reason, I never brought myself to audition for the plays, for the musicals, until my last year. So in my eighth grade year and in my senior year of high school. For me, that was a way of hiding my coin under a handkerchief until the master got back. I was too scared to risk what people thought of me, to risk getting embarrassed in the auditions, to risk forgetting my lines on stage and making a fool of myself, so I just didn't audition. Over the years, it built up this bitterness and this resentment in my heart because I knew I had this gift, and yet it wasn't being used. So my challenge for you all today is to figure out what your gift is. What is something that you have that you could be sharing more with the world? Ask the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, Show me what gifts you've given me. Show me how I can use my gifts to love you better and to love those around me better. Lord, help me not to be afraid of taking risks for the gospel. Help me to be a missionary. God, I know that you've called me to great things, and I know that you expect great things of me, but that I'm not doing it alone. Mary, we entrust all of this to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. Again, my name is Erica, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you all. Know that we're praying for you, and have an awesome day.